Farmers are warning of huge pressures on food supply if they're not considered part of the critical workforce. The government's laid out its three-phase plan to tackle Omicron, which would allow critical workers who are close contacts of a case to return to work after a negative rapid antigen test. But they haven't defined exactly which workers it covers yet. Federated Farmers National President Andrew Hoggard joins us now. Andrew, what's the case, do you think, for your members to be on that critical list?
Well, I guess we're looking at the definition of provided, which is general workers in critical sectors are those that are required to undertake their role in person at the workplace, to prevent an immediate risk or death or serious injury to a person or animal, which I would think, you know, the animal part that covers farmers. Each day we're ensuring they've got water, they've got food, that they can keep producing and doing well, which then provides food for people. At the end of the day, the old saying, everyone needs a farmer three times a day. So if that's not critical, I don't know what is.
Yeah, obviously food is critical, right, in the very basic of terms. But there's, you know, there's your basics like bread and butter, and then there's luxury goods. So, I mean, how far should it spread when we come to defining critical? So the farmer who's on the land, and then you've got harvesters, dairy hands, people who pick it up. I mean, where do you draw the line?
Well, I don't think you can really draw the line. It's the entire chain that enables it all to happen. I don't do it on my own. Yes, my farm may produce, you know, several thousand litres of milk, but without the people that keep my plant running, that come and pick the milk up, that process it, that make it safe, that deliver it to supermarkets, the supermarket workers that put it on the shelves, you know, what I do is meaningless. So it is about ensuring that that entire chain can keep functioning.
What conversations have you had with the government about this?
Well, this has all been happening pretty quickly. Obviously, we've got a meeting scheduled with MPI tomorrow to get a bit more understanding around what is critical, and, you know, who are defined as critical workers. There was some information that came out just before that's sort of outlining some of the processes you'll have to go through to be registered as a critical business. So,
like what, Andrew?
Don't know yet. There's going to be a register, supposedly, in 2 weeks' time that we'll get to fill out online. So hopefully get some more answers tomorrow.
Okay, so just talk to us about what the knock-on effects would be. Say, for example, if you had a farmer who went down with Omicron.
Well, it's probably easiest to go through my situation. So the thing I'm worried about, I've got staff that have partners that work in town. One lives in town, so probably slightly more risk than the guy that lives on farm and doesn't have a family. You know, if they were to contact it or be a close contact and they're forced to isolate, what that means is basically, you know, there's less people available on the farm to do the work. So that means those of us that are still standing, you know, we're going to have to, you know, do extra hours, do a hell of a lot of more work. There's, you know, potentially if we've got issues in the supply chains, that could create a hell of a lot of stress and pressure, you know, in the support industries. If, you know, something breaks down and I call up the repair people and they say, look, sorry, everyone's close contacts today, we can't get anyone out to fix, that sort of puts the whole operation at risk. So, you know, if we see similar to what we've seen overseas, where you've had, you know, big percentage of the workforce needing to isolate or can't come to work, there could be quite a lot of disruption on farm.
Rapid antigen tests are key here, right? And farms aren't always next door to the main hubs. I mean, how do you want access to work here if you are on that critical list?
So I think the government's talking about the need to, you know, work with community providers, and we'd certainly hope that the rural GPs network is one of those people they're looking to work with, so that farmers have the ability to be able to access these tests if they need it, so that, you know, if there is a staff member that's close contact, they are able to take it and be able to get back to work sooner, rather than have to do the full isolation.
In a nutshell, Andrew, are farmers as ready as they can be for this?
Yeah, time will tell. I mean, we've had 2 years now of all of these dramas, so I guess everyone's sort of got in place plans around, you know, how we social distancing pretty easy on a farm. But, you know, we'll have plans in place around that. But, you know, this is a very contagious variety. I think the challenge is going to be, particularly for farmers, if those supply chains break down, particularly seen at the moment while it's raining. But if we do get a drought, you know, people are going to be wanting to send stock off to the works to be able to reduce the number of animals on farm to manage the feed supply. If processes have to shut down, that's going to create quite a bit of stress.
Andrew, really appreciate your time this evening. That is the Federated Farmers National President, Andrew Hoggard, there.